soon the board would take any necessary action. B&R Contracting had conducted more than $5,000 in work in the past year for the county before the family relationship was discovered, but any future payments could be terminated. Teachers at Rantoul Township High School now have a tentative contract in their hands to vote on next week. Negotiators stayed up until nearly 1 this morning to end several months of sometimes contentious talks with an agreement that includes salary increases and changes in retirement and health care benefits. Illinois Education Association negotiator Gene Vanderport says both sides had to give.
Taken as a whole, given the circumstances of our current economic times and what's happening with tax revenues, I don't think it gets much better than this.
Vanderport won't release the details of the tentative contract. He says teachers will vote on it sometime next week, and he expects Rantoul Township High School District Board members will call a special meeting to approve the deal. The effort to improve the planetarium at Parkland College in Champaign has gotten a significant boost from one of the school's first teachers. Robert Carr went on to found a credit card processing company in New Jersey. This week, Parkland received a $100,000 check from Carr. The money is earmarked for a full-dome video projection system for Starkle Planetarium. A spokeswoman says Carr's donation will go a long way toward the $1.2 million cost of the new system. Carr told Parkland that he had just graduated from college in the 1960s when he became the community college's fifth full-time faculty member. He eventually oversaw the school's computer center. The state of Illinois is looking for federal help to get through the tough economic climate. Sean Crawford reports.
Illinois is like most states that use short-term borrowing to keep bills paid and make sure services continue. But the financial slowdown has reduced liquidity in the credit markets, and that could impact Illinois' ability to raise the cash. Governor Rod Blagojevich has written congressional leaders, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, asking for the federal government to step in. Blagojevich says the federal government could provide a direct line of credit to states like Illinois. The governor also mentioned the need to raise the federal rate for matching state Medicaid spending and how Illinois needs additional funds for infrastructure. While Blagojevich's letter offered no specific areas that would be targeted if the state is unable to acquire short-term financing, he does mention the fiscal problems threaten Illinois' ability to provide basic services. I'm Sean Crawford.
Department of Corrections officials say they've completed the first of two transfers of inmates from the Pontiac Correctional Center, which the agency wants to close. Corrections Department Derek Schnapp says 50 inmates left today for a prison in East Moline. And the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees says its members have been told to prepare 50 more for next week. The Department of Corrections says the transfers are routine, but the Prison Workers Union believes the agency is getting a head start on its plan to shut down the Pontiac prison. AFSCME unsuccessfully asked a judge this week to block the transfers. It is also sued to keep the prison open. Governor Rob Blagojevich wants to close the Pontiac prison to save money. It's 4:33.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plots on the U of I campus.
Now here's Mike Sola with a look at the weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. Just gorgeous conditions again today. In fact, the cool spots are right along Lake Michigan up in northeastern Illinois, Waukegan 64, Northerly Isles 67, Wheeling 68. But other than that, temperatures are generally in the 70s and all the way up to 82 degrees at Harrisburg in southern Illinois, and Metropolis also at 82. Evansville in southern Indiana is at 81 degrees. And temperatures across central Illinois are in the mid to upper 70s, with Lincoln at 75, 77-degree readings from Peoria, Springfield, Willard Airport, Danville, Mattoon, and Paris, and currently also 77 on Friends Plaza. Well, we will continue with very pleasant conditions into and through the weekend. The weather system that brings our next chance of rain has slowed down a little bit, and right now it looks like the expected arrival of precipitation probably won't take place until late Monday, or possibly even holding off until Tuesday, and it should clear the area by early in the day on Wednesday. So enjoy this upcoming weekend. We can't have too many more like it ahead of us this year. Mostly clear and not as cool tonight. The low temperature 54 degrees. That's 10 above the average low, as the wind will be out of the east to southeast at 6 to 12 miles per hour tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high around 80. Again, a wind out of the southeast at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Then a few clouds in the sky for tomorrow night, low of 59 degrees. Partly to mostly sunny, a little partly sunny early, and then mostly sunny for Sunday afternoon. High temperature all the way up to 83 degrees, a low of around 60 for Sunday night under a partly cloudy sky, and partly to mostly sunny again on Monday with a high temperature of around 80 degrees. Dew point temperatures are currently in the 40s and 50s across central and southern Illinois. They will be heading up early next week. It's 76 degrees. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Politically, the state of New Mexico is really three states: a Republican South and East, a Democratic North, and a moderate middle, where most of the voters live. 4 years ago, George W. Bush won Mexico with fewer than 6,000 votes, or by fewer than 6,000 votes. That was the closest margin of any state. NPR's Ted Robbins paid a visit to the closest county, right in that moderate middle.